Hunger fans, this is Ashley Cassavant here with today's special halftime guest. We are here with Wayne State Suicide Prevention Coordinator Stephanie Castley. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
We're so excited you're here. So first of all, let's give our Wayne State listeners a little bit of insight on you, your background, and ultimately what brought you here to this position at Wayne State.
Oh, well, I was brought here because Wayne State was recently awarded a three-year grant. And the goal of this grant is to, at the end of 3 years, have some sort of infrastructure here in regards to suicide prevention education on campus and with the Wayne State community at large. I've been here, 7 years or so as a student, and I still am a student, but now I'm also here as an employee.
That's awesome. And so you obviously mentioned the suicide prevention initiative and the grant that was awarded to Wayne State. And so the initiative started this past October. And so can you allude to a little bit of the specifics of what this program is going to entail now that it's kind of up and running?
Yep. Well, you're correct. This did start up in October. Entails pretty much that we would like to have some sort of program set in place to provide education, training to students, faculty, staff, community partners that work with Wayne State University. This isn't to say that suicide is a major issue for Wayne State University, but certainly an issue that needs to be addressed. And we like to make sure that students have the materials and education they need to feel safe and look out for each other.
That's wonderful. And so other than the grant being awarded to us, which is obviously incredible, what also inspired, you know, you coming into this role but putting this action into place here at Wayne State?
Well, I am a licensed professional counselor. I'm also a supervisor over at the College of Ed for their counseling students. So I've certainly have worked with students in the past in regards to suicidal issues. So it is something that I have already been personally invested in. And with this position I have now and with this grant, I'm able to invest myself into making sure that Wayne State as a whole is able to work towards suicide prevention on campus.
Wonderful. And so we know there's a student advisory board. And so that just kicked off?
Yes. Part of the grant is we would like to form a student and community board. Pretty much this board is anybody who's interested. But the board will help me in implementing prevention on campus. This is a program that's going to affect students, so we would like student input and feedback. This won't work without student involvement, so we want to make sure students feel like they can contribute to this.
That's incredible. And so how are you getting that word out to, obviously you said the community, but also within the Wayne State community and making sure students are taking initiative?
Sure. We recently had an article posting for Today at Wayne, which has really gathered a lot of great responses from students. Hopefully starting in January, we'll be able to have more information online. But as of right now, response has been a lot more than we've expected in a good way with student involvement and community partner involvement.
Good. And what are you hoping that this adds to the Wayne State community?
We're hoping that this connects resources on campus and off campus for students. Wayne State, we are fortunate to have many mental health services on campus, but we want a way to connect them for students to be aware of them, to utilize them, and certainly the Suicide Prevention Program Initiative will help with that.
Absolutely. And how will this coincide with CAPS, which is on campus and one of those resources?
CAPS is one of those resources. This grant is a collaboration between CAPS, Campus Health Center, and School of Social Work helped out, nursing program helped out on this. Since CAPS is a mental health provider of services on campus for students, this program will be able to assist with CAPS and the other mental health resources on campus in regards to being able to assist all students on campus with suicide prevention and to assist with a student who may know someone, a friend on campus who maybe is showing signs of potential suicide for a way for a student to get help.
Good, good. And so a little bit more insight maybe for our listeners on, I know it's early in the process in developing it, but the initiative itself, what are you hoping to see some of the programs kind of evolve into?
Sure. What we're hoping for is more awareness and outreach events on campus in regards to suicide prevention. We're also hoping to be rolling out more of a media, an online media campaign in regards to suicide prevention. Social media, Facebook, Twitter. but also posters and marketing on campus. That is something we hope to be rolling out soon, starting January.
Great. Cool. And then final question for our listeners. We'd love to get a little bit more information for them so we can direct them on this initiative and then suicide prevention awareness, warning signs, and basically how to get involved both from a community standpoint and any of our Wayne State students and fans that may be listening.
Well, a part of this grant was hiring me full-time as coordinator. So the word coordinator implies that everything can kind of be coordinated through me. Students, anyone who's interested in helping or just would like more information is more than welcome to reach out to me via email, and I'd be more than happy to respond.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here today, Stephanie. We thank you and ask all of our fans and listeners to go to wayne.edu to learn more about our suicide prevention initiative. I'm Ashley Cassidy, and you're listening to The Patriot, 101.5, 1400 AM.